Everything changes when I rest. They tell me that it's for the best, but I wonder.
Like many before me, I moved to LA seeking stardom. I knew it was going to be hard work and that I had to take everything that was thrown at me and keep moving forward with my head up high. But to be honest, it's been so fun since I got here. I don't know, I guess I've always been a glass half full type of girl. Once you see everything as a positive, growing experience, it's easy to stay optimistic. That and try to have fun everywhere you can find it. I worked for this site, delivering things for businesses and restaurants that normally don't deliver. I made my own hours, the pay was decent, and it was super convenient with my schedule being all over the place for auditions and extra work. Even though it was a little out of my way, I stuck to the richer areas of LA. First of all, they were much more generous with the tips. Second, you never know who you could meet. Like, what if I delivered to a producer or director and got discovered? But beyond that, the people were just so much more interesting. Some more interesting than others. Jason was by far my favorite person to deliver to. Not for the cash or opportunity. No, just because he was so hot. The more I saw him, the more I thought about him. If I knew he was going to be one of my deliveries, I would start dressing a little sexier. At first, it was nothing but harmless flirting on my part, you know, just to make my day a little more interesting.
Always on time.
Here you go, Mr. Turner.
Thank you. Enough of that Mr. Turner shit. Call me Jason.
Thank you, Jason. But after a